Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in the series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 66. Well done. I thought I'd share a few more poems today from Hannah's anthology. These poems are such a treasure because of the insight they give into Hannah's thoughts at that time. As I've said before, she was a very private person, and she gave us very few hints into what was going on in her mind during her cancer battle. And while my heart breaks over the declarations of survival in these poems, which she clearly ascribed to herself, I'm comforted by the knowledge that she accomplished everything listed in the Well Done poem. God's purpose for her life has been gloriously fulfilled, and for that, I am grateful. The first poem she chose was called Cancer Free, Anonymous. I'm living with the image that cancer left with me. I know the fears cancer has made me see. I am more than what cancer had me be, and I will live my life totally cancer-free. Cancer is a hard battle no one should have to fight, tossing and turning throughout the whole night, trying so hard to reach toward the light, sometimes wanting just to give up the fight. But we all must hang in there and be very strong. The battle will end soon. It won't take too long. I will overcome cancer because I am strong. With only happy thoughts, nothing will go wrong. The next poem is called Cancer by Stephen Felker. It's a terrible disease that affects millions of lives. It affects sons and daughters and husbands and wives. People take the news different kinds of ways. It makes some people cry and puts some in a daze. Some people pray and fall down to their knees, but you've got to be strong to beat this disease. The fight can be won, believe it or not. You just have to put your faith in God and pray a whole lot. So keep your head high, you'll soon know the answer, and you too will be a survivor of cancer. And the last poem is titled Well Done by Barbara Sanders. When all is said and all is done, I stand before your glorious throne. All I want is to hear you say, good and faithful child, well done. I want to live for you, to seek your will in all I do. I want to live by your power and follow you in every hour. I want to live within your will. I want to see your kingdom grow. In you I stretch beyond my past, and your light in me must show. I want to live for you and seek your face in all I do. I want your love to live in me and trust your goodness steadfastly.